Please be seated, and if there are other youngsters who'd care to join us, you're welcome to come on down. When I was a little boy, I went to little schools way out in the country. And even when I grew up to go to high school, I went to a little school out in the country. But we were fortunate. We had two teachers who taught both English and another language. There was Mrs. Hinton, who taught English, but she also taught Spanish. There was Mrs. Harris, who taught English, but she also taught Latin. Now, we all know Spanish is spoken today in many places around the world and in parts of the United States. But Latin hasn't been spoken by anybody in a long, 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 long time, except certain churches use it at certain times. But I got to study Latin for 2 years, and it taught me more about speaking my own language, English, than anything else I think I studied. Well, the reason I tell you that is because I'm going to teach you a Latin word today. That Latin word is gaudete. It's like cow, except with the G, gaudete. It means rejoice. Now, rejoice, too, is kind of a strange word in English, isn't it? Most of us think when we hear rejoice, be happy. But that's not necessarily what it means. Rejoice means remember that God is with you all the time, whether you're happy or whether you're sad, whether the times are good or whether the times are hard, God is with you, and that's the good news. I don't know if you noticed, but Connor and Aiden's family lit the candles this morning, and they first lit a purple one, and then another purple one, and then a pink one, or what we call rose. That candle is called the Gaudete candle, because this third Sunday of Advent is Gaudete Sunday, the day we remember that we rejoice. And it's not just because things are going our way. It's not just because we are happy, because we can rejoice that God is with us no matter what. And so I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Plus, you've learned a new word, haven't you? Let's pray. Thank you, God, that we can rejoice in your being with us every day, anytime, anywhere, in every place. Thank you for showing us how much you love us in Jesus and telling us that you are always with us. That's why we rejoice. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.